Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. This week's 5-Minute Friday is all about the brows, microblading, and the eyebrows. And the brows are one of the most important architectural features of the face. And microblading is such a popular technique. I have got so many questions from patients about when to do their toxin treatments relative to their microblading treatments. And I think that it's such an important topic, I wanted to dive right in and learn more myself. I'm even thinking of microblading. Some of the work that I see with microblading is beautiful. It's feathery, light strokes. It looks like real natural hair. But microblading really is eyebrow architecture. You have to see someone who's genuinely an artist who can create the best shape for your face. And it really is customized. The approach is very, very precise. Microblading is not like the old school big black apostrophe above the eyelid. That is tattoo. Brow tattoo is old school. New school is microblading. They're using a very precise tool. It's effectively like a pen with a little nib and a sloped blade with 10 to 12 needles at the end. They don't penetrate the skin fully. They scratch the surface of the skin much like a very deep paper cut. So these kind of featherweight strokes with medical grade pigment on the epidermis of the skin creates a very fine and realistic looking natural hair stroke. Tattooing of the brows is deep into the skin. This is into the dermis, just like a regular tattoo on your arm or your leg. This microblading is more superficial. It's also not permanent like tattooing, and the color fades within 18 months. The hair strokes are really fine and really natural, and there is no electrical gadget like a tattoo needle that penetrates deep into the skin with that buzzing noise. This is more of a little scratching, etching noise. And when we treat people with microblading, it's important that your microblade artist looks at your hair color, your eye color, your skin tone. Maybe they even use a Fitzpatrick chart, which takes into account how your skin changes with sun exposure. You have to really color correct and choose a pigment that's going to look good in all weathers, all seasons, and whether you're tan or not tan. A lot of people come in and want darker. It's always good to go a shade lighter because remember, you can add layers of pigmentation. It's difficult to undo microblading of eyebrows. The pigment leaves no discoloration or scarring, but it's difficult to undo the pigment once it's been tattooed into the skin and dermally etched there. You would have to wait and do multiple sessions to remove it. So you need to be super careful with the person that you choose. Overall, it's a quick process, and I've been told that it's not so painful. They do use kind of like a numbing cream. And you might block about 2 hours for the time of the appointment. And what actually happens is they shape the brows, they thread and clean up the area and prep it. They numb it with a topical numbing cream. And then they definitely will do some careful markings. The best microblade artists mark the brow position so the natural arch of the brow should go outside the outer limbus or colored portion of the pupil of the eye. And this is very similar to what we do in aesthetics with eyelid surgery and eyebrow lifting procedures. We do the same exact thing. So using a microblading ruler to measure and create the perfect shape and to actually draw on markings is super critical. It should not be fine-handed. I really think that we need to measure, look for brow asymmetries, and try to match the architecture of both sides. There are some special instructions with microblading. A few of them in advance. You shouldn't pick, tweeze, wax, or have electrolysis at least 1 week prior. Avoiding sunbeds and sunlight, like UV light baths. Always avoid those, but definitely for 2 weeks prior. Don't have a facial or a peel at least 2 weeks prior. Stop your retinol and vitamin A products at least 3 to 4 weeks prior because your skin will be super sensitized and you don't need to irritate it even more. On the day of, we don't want to be exercising that day, and also for probably 48 to 72 hours afterwards. You're going to avoid aspirin and ibuprofen generally for at least a couple days ahead of time. For my patients, I'd say for a week ahead of time. And avoid excessive coffee. Caffeine, of course, can also cause vasoconstriction and sometimes increase oozing. Don't have any Botox, at least for 3 to 4 weeks prior. So if you are getting microblading done, we want your eyebrows to be in their natural, heavier position, draping as they usually do. So avoiding your Botox appointment for 3 weeks prior and 3 weeks after is critical. And remember, of course, don't wax or tint your eyebrows the week prior, and don't take vitamin E, fish oils, and herbal remedies that might give you blood thinning, especially like aspirin and ibuprofen the night before. And you're going to just do gentle cleansers and non-active products. After microblading, remember again, 3 weeks before you can Botox or do any type of fillers, using very gentle skincare ingredients like nothing with acids or exfoliators, and just gently wash with water and antibacterial soap like Cetaphil. You definitely do not want to aggressively wash away the pigment. You want that to really set in place, so no harsh detergents, soaps. And they may give you a conditioning oil to help the brow to just kind of nicely set up. So those are some tips that I've learned from my microblading friends. I think if you're considering microblading these days with Instagram, we're so blessed to see everybody's portfolio of before and afters. And they're all, many of them are so impressive. If you're going to do a brow powder, that's a little bit more like the effect of using a brow powder makeup. It's softer, it's more filled in, it's volumized, there are no distinctive strokes. If you're going to do the actual microblading with the feathering of the fine lines, it looks very much like realistic hair. Kind of an amazing procedure. And I've seen people look 10 years younger when they get their brows done. It's just an excellent way to really improve the overall shape and aesthetic of the face. We get this question all the time. If you're in aesthetics, everybody wants to know, do you do your Botox before? Do you wait till after? Every brow artist is very individualized. You should definitely check in with them. In general, go into them looking super natural. Let them see your asymmetries, because they can do half of the work of fixing asymmetries by adding beautiful hair in the right spot. And then you come and see me, and I will help with brow positioning, giving you the perfect brow lift, bringing down any asymmetric muscles that tent up and arch up, and maybe pointing out brow asymmetry that comes from skull shape and temple recession. Sometimes we can work on that with fillers. Well, that's my tips for microblading. I hope all of you guys are filling in your brows naturally. You can definitely try my Lash Brow Wow Serum. I use that all the time. I definitely overplucked in the 90s and regretted it, but I've grown back a lot of my hair volume with a daily Lash Brow Wow. That's my awesome product that grows eyelashes and brows without prostaglandins. You've heard of Latisse. That also works for lashes, but with prostaglandins, not so good if you're pregnant, and also can cause skin color changes, darkening of the skin under the eye, redness of the upper eyelid, and really rare to get iris change. But anyway, Lash Brow Wow is safe to use. Think about using a lash thickener. If you're not going to use a product that grows back lashes, add some brow makeup, add some microblading, and honestly, you'll look 10 years younger. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our Lash Brow Wow Serum. I hope you'll think about your eyebrows. This week, we're going to talk all about the brows on my Instagram, the importance of the face framing beautiful brow. That's it for now. Love you. Stay beautiful.